Hi, friend. In this lesson, we are going to identify your clutter crutch. So let's start by talking about what a clutter crutch even is. The clutter crutch is what I call the place where you put random stuff. Everybody has one, especially if you're here in this course with me, which you obviously are. Everybody has one. It's a place where you kind of just shove stuff. It could be just a drawer in your house. It could be an entire closet. It could be an entire room. It could be an entire floor of your house. It is a space in your home that when things like, because basically clutter is just unmade decisions, right? And so when you don't want to give the brain space to making a decision, or you don't have time to make a decision, or you're just like are cleaning up and you just don't even know what to do with something, you shove stuff in that place. And it's usually a place that a lot of people don't really go. And so you're just kind of like, I'll just shove it in there and deal with it later. It's like things that don't have a designated spot, right? And here's the thing. You're going to tackle that later, okay, in this program. Once you've gotten some momentum and experience in place, you're going to tackle that because it is the harder to make decisions in there. But what I need you to do right now is very, very simple. I want you to promise yourself and promise me that as you're decluttering your home, you will not add anything to your clutter crutch as you're working on other spaces. Because here's what tends to happen. People, you know, are going through, they're going through my method, they're going through their home, they're decluttering, and then they get to something that they're just like, I just don't know. They don't realize how much there is to work through mentally and emotionally on an item, and they just want to keep momentum. So they're, you know, for example, decluttering their room, and they just kind of keep throwing things that are hard to make decisions about or things they're not really sure what to do with in their clutter crutch. And then they come back and keep going with their room. But the thing is, you didn't actually declutter that space. You didn't actually declutter your room. You just moved crap around. And that's not what I want you to do. I want you to really, truly declutter every single space that I have you working through. I want you to do your room and finish it completely, moving nothing around for later. I want you to really make decisions about every single thing so you can know when you finish your room, when you finish your kitchen, when you finish the laundry room, when you finish your kids' rooms, you are done. And you didn't move anything around for later. Because what's going to happen is you're going to get to that clutter crutch. It's going to be time to declutter that. And you are going to be so massively overwhelmed by all the heavy, heavy decisions because you just added even more to it. It's going to make it that much harder to actually get it done. I don't want you moving stuff around. I want you making real decisions. So promise me and yourself now that you will not be adding anything to your clutter crutch area, whether it's a drawer, a cabinet, a room, whatever, the garage, that you're not going to add anything to it as you are working on the other spaces. And that's all I want you to do with this space right now. Identify what it is and make the promise.